In 1914, famine was raging in India and prices were skyrocketing, so many Indians decided to take the long trip to British Columbia, Canada. On May 23, 1914, the SS Komagata Maru sailed into Vancouver's harbor from India. Exactly 2 months later, it was escorted out by Canadian forces, and yet the passengers had never disembarked. The Canadian government's treatment of the Indians aboard the Komagata Maru was completely unjust. The passengers faced discrimination, starvation, and much more. Keep listening for a deep dive on why this historical event was unjust and why we should learn about it today so history doesn't repeat itself. The passengers of the Komagata Maru actually sent a letter to the immigration officials in BC to confirm they could leave the colony of India and immigrate to British Columbia. The response to the letter was affirmative. They could come to BC. The passengers were also British subjects, and many had fought for the British Army in India. For that reason, they felt certain they would be allowed to enter BC without issue, as they were simply moving from one British colony to another. So saying, they began the long journey to British Columbia, Canada, aboard the steamer SS Komagata Maru. But when they arrived in British Columbia on May 23, 1914, they were met by the immigration police, who told them they were not permitted to enter. They were not allowed to disembark and were denied access to a lawyer or to see their fellow Indians on land. They quickly ran out of food and water, but were not given more. They wrote many letters to the immigration officials pleading for food and water, but were not given any for a total of 7 days. On top of this, the immigration officials took their immigration fees, but still did not allow them to enter Canada. The Komagata Maru passengers had faced discrimination and unjust imprisonment in India and were disappointed to receive the same treatment in Canada. After exactly 2 months, they lost the battle with the immigration officials. The Komagata Maru was loaded with enough provisions and water to last them a trip back to India. Then they were forced out of the harbor by the Canadian military. The military remained on guard for 18 hours after the Komagata Maru left to ensure they did not attempt to return. When they arrived back in India, the British authorities there believed them to be revolutionaries coming to cause trouble. In an altercation between the authorities and the passengers, shots were fired and 22 people were killed, many of them being the passengers. All of these injustices showed a clear message. The Komagata Maru incident was wrong, and we need to learn about it, sincerely apologize for the mistreatment of Indian immigrants, and ensure that an event like this never repeats itself in the future. I encourage you to take the time to learn more about this awful event and reflect on the many wrongs in Canadian history and how we can work to reconcile today.